This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President-elect Joe Biden is speaking up about a lack of cooperation from the Trump administration in the transition of power. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President-elect calls it nothing short of irresponsibility.
We've encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
In Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect says what they have found out is agencies crucial to national security have suffered enormous damage.
Many of them have been hollowed out in personnel, capacity, and in morale.
Biden says this has lasting effects inside government and outside.
We're going to have to regain the trust and confidence of a world that has begun to find ways to work around us or work without us.
President Trump is still challenging the outcome of the election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Biden's remarks came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisors. So you've heard, President Trump says he's not happy with the pandemic relief bill. He says $600 is not enough. The Democrat-led House says, okay, fine. But the Senate? Sagar Magadi has this report.
The Senate will now decide whether to grant President Trump's demand that Americans get bigger virus relief checks. After bipartisan House approval to increase the checks from $600 to $2,000.
Republicans have a choice. Vote for this legislation or vote to deny the American people the bigger paychecks they need.
But it's unclear whether Republican senators will heed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plea. They've shown little interest in more spending and now face a difficult vote to either back or defy the president, potentially a final showdown between him and the GOP he now leads before a new Congress is sworn in this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. And a Senate override is in the offing, maybe. The Democratic-controlled House voted overwhelmingly to override President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill, setting the stage for what would be the first veto override of the Trump presidency. House members voted 322-87 on Monday to overwhelmingly override the veto. A House Armed Services Committee Chairman Congressman Adam Smith says there was nothing objectionable to the bill and that President Trump issued a veto for political reasons only. The Senate, which is expected to vote on the override sometime this week, also needs to approve it by a two-thirds majority. Lebanese students clashed with police in Beirut on Tuesday. They were protesting against the fast deteriorating economic situation in the country. The demonstration was held in front of the Lebanese American University in Hamra, where in recent weeks a protest was held against the increase in dollarization of tuition fees. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have already lost their jobs in a worsening economic crisis exacerbated by the coronavirus outbreak. Iran has begun human trials of a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has infected over 1.2 million people in Iran and killed nearly 55,000. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has ordered police to set up a special committee to find and probe government officials abetting the country's human trafficking rings after a COVID-19 outbreak he has blamed on illegal migrants. But rights groups doubt the campaign will do much to break the links that smuggling networks have forged with corrupt local officials over many years and consider the effort more show than substance. The order came less than a week after the outbreak of the worst wave of COVID-19 infections Thailand has seen since the pandemic started. French fashion designer Pierre Cardin, whose futuristic space-inspired looks upended catwalk styles in the 1960s and 70s, has died at the age of 98. Cardin, who cut his teeth working at top couture houses such as Christian Dior, went on to launch his own brand and pioneered the use of licensing in fashion, plastering his label's name on products of all kinds. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.